Chapter 4. Two police cars were parked in front of the hardware store. A half dozen or so bystanders milled around outside, kept from entering by a uniformed officer. That officer was Linda Howlett, Rachel saw as she got out of the car, whose younger sister had been in Rachel's class 2 years before. Linda spotted Rachel and waved her on past, and Rachel hurried into the store. The scene that greeted her was so appalling that just inside the entrance it momentarily stopped her cold. Two men were sprawled on the floor, one prone, one supine, and three uniformed officers were crouching over them. Greg Skaggs, son of Idell and older brother of Jeff, had joined the Tylerville police force just the year before. One of his knees was pressed into the center of a broad white T-shirted back, while his drawn pistol was nuzzled into a head of unruly black hair. Another officer, Kerry Yates, was kneeling as he held the prone man's arm twisted up hard behind his back. Rachel needed no more than a glance to identify Johnny Harris as the man being thus detained. A few feet beyond him, the identity of the other downed man was more problematic. Chief Jim Wheatley bent over him, his posture indicating that he perceived little threat as he pressed two fingers to the pulse in the man's throat. Behind the counter, Olivia Tompkins, the 19-year-old who worked in the store part-time, watched, her heavily mascaraed eyes huge. Ben Ziegler, the store manager, emerged from a rear stockroom as Rachel hesitated. Clearly none of them were as yet aware of her presence, and Ben, perhaps blinded by the late afternoon glare that was pouring in through the windows, did not immediately see her standing there.
"Mrs. Grant said Rachel's on her way," Ben said to Chief Whitley.
"Good.
Get the hell off me, asshole. You're breaking my goddamn arm."
The snarl came from Johnny, who made an abortive movement to free himself that was halted by a hard jerk on his twisted arm. He responded with language so filthy it made Rachel blink. It occurred to her then that however innocent Johnny might have been when he was tried and convicted, prison might have changed him so that he was now truly a threat to decent society. Certainly he had been less than a gentleman with her earlier. Whatever had gotten him into the position he now occupied must have been dreadful to merit such a reaction on the part of Tylerville's usually laid-back police force.